This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Probably the wildest game of the weekend, Keith. Yeah, Bears are down 21-3. They come back and win it 31-27 against Green Bay. That doesn't do it justice, by the way.
I say 21-3, too, and it felt worse. And I was living it because I was a Bears money line guy. So I was living it. And you're like, oh, this thing is
sick. Yeah, bro.
Ultimately, it is a sick rag. At the time, it felt terrible. 21-3, you're like,
yeah, Bears money line? What else do you have in that game?
Oh, I had a DeAndre Swift touchdown, which also felt like it wasn't going to happen.
For our Bozo touchdown parlay.
For our Bozo touchdown and my buddy's Bozo touchdown parlay, which did hit, by the way. It's the last leg to hit.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
So all the pressure
over a Lego
on
Death
you?
Star coming our way. Yes.
How about that? Good
yeah,
win, all,
Keith. It all came down to me. Yeah, we did a nice little five-legger on Saturday. Three legs from the Rams game, which all hit. Then we did a Christian Watson touchdown, scored right away.
Checked out early.
And then I'm like, I don't think the Bears are going to score any touchdowns. I was like losing my mind. And then ultimately they score 25 fourth quarter points and beat the Packers at home. As good as Caleb Williams was in the second half, he was equally as bad in the first half.
I was going to say,
it was wild.
I am no Caleb Williams guy.
I like him.
And I know you are, but that was like,
I would point to the second half as to why I like him, not the first half.
And if we're being fair,
yeah.
We talked about Drake May was uneven. I mean, uneven is not what Caleb Williams was. He was bad and then really good.
Oh, right.
May, I think, was uneven, if we're being fair. His first half wasn't great. So if we're going to talk about May that way, I think you got to give credit for Caleb Williams coming through in that spot. So that was one of the games. We got more thoughts on that wild card weekend, how it applies to the Patriots. Well, of course, the matchup tonight on Monday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who never lose at home on Monday Night Football. They haven't lost since 1991. At home,
wow,
versus the Houston Texans. Maybe that bodes well if you want the Steelers. Next round for the Pats. Here on a Patriots Monday, you can get in touch all day long. And we talk to Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, joins us every Monday. Brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, proud to be local since 1860. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, how are we doing this week?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, we're doing great.
Doing good.
You got a lot of love on the broadcast last night. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Chris Collinsworth highlighted you quite a bit for spying on Justin Herbert, your speed. When did you know that was going to be your role, and how excited were you for that opportunity going into the game last night?
Yeah, obviously something we prepared for all week. But, you know, I've done it before, done it with Josh, done it with a few other quarterbacks, so not something I'm not used to. So I was ready for the challenge, ready to hawk him down wherever he went.
Now, they said you're one of the fastest linebackers in the league. Do you think that you are the fastest? If we lined up all the linebackers and had a race, you think you'd win?
I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't played with a backer that's been faster than me, but doesn't mean that there isn't. There's always a bigger fish in the sea. I'm not 100% sure on that one.
All right, can you take us to the, I guess it would be the second time you guys were on the field. It was a quick turnaround. Unfortunately, it was an interception by Drake May, and the Chargers get the ball on the 10-yard line going in, and you guys come up with a massive stop. They go for it on fourth down, so no points allowed. We had Hunter Henry on last hour, and he was saying that was the game right there. So what's the mentality taking the field back so quickly, knowing that you guys are backed up against the wall?
Yeah, you know, that was unfortunate, you know, the tip pass and, you know, they get the ball. But for us, you know, wherever we line the ball up, we're going to play defense. And, you know, now that, especially now that it's the playoffs, it's just you got to take the mentality we had and dial it to 11. So wherever they line up the ball, we're going to play. And, you know, thankfully we were able to get a stop there.
Robert Spillane said after the game that the Chargers had no idea what you guys were doing on defense. And he said some players actually came up to him after the game and said that. Did you hear any of that, or did you hear about any of that?
I ran off the field like right away. I said hi to my guy, Troy Dye. And then I was off the field, so I didn't really get to talk to any of them like that.
The pressure you guys applied last night, you blitzed far more than the norm. I think the average on the season was about 27%. You guys were close to 50% blitz rate last night. What sort of impact did that have on the game?
It was huge. I think it got Herbert off his spot. You know, it got their offense feeling the pressure. And we knew their front guys, you know, great players, but we knew that we could get them with some of our rushes. Put some pressure on them, and you know they struggled passing off some of our games and whatnot. And at the end of the day, you know, when we pressure our, you know, our best pass rushers get their one-on-one, so it creates a lot of different looks for us. And you know, last night it just worked out in our favor.
First home playoff game for the Patriots in a few years. What was the atmosphere like last night?
It was electric. There was a few times where I got half the call, and I was I'm trying to talk to I remember one play, Tay. I'm trying to talk to Tay, and I'm thinking he's saying one thing, he's saying a completely different thing, and it's all just because of how loud the fans were. So it was an awesome environment.
Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker here on Jones and Keefe. I'm not sure all your teammates agree with that, by the way, but that's interesting because it sounded very loud on TV. Mike Vrabel bloodied up for the second time that we know about this year. We saw one happen in joint practices, happened again last night. How does that keep happening with Vrabel?
Sorry, can you repeat that last question?
Yeah. How does Vrabel keep getting bloodied up? It's the second time we've seen it this year. Is he sticking his nose in there too much? Like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah. That's a good question. That's a question for him. It's the most I've seen a coach, you know, get injured while being on the sideline. So we'll have to talk to him about that one. Maybe have an athletic trainer follow him around just in case.
What's your plan for tonight? Obviously, you guys get the winner of Texans and Steelers coming up on Sunday. You going to watch the whole thing, or are you going to get up and watch it tomorrow? How's it going to go?
I'll watch the whole thing. I like watching ball. I bet it's going to be a good game. So I'm excited to watch, and you know, it's always exciting to watch Aaron. And then I really love how the Texans defense plays. So I'll be up for that one.
One more for me, kind of out of left field. I asked this to Hunter Henry too. We learned over the weekend that Will Campbell has been assigned as the Friday meteorologist. Apparently, it's kind of funny in team meetings. I was reading about this over the weekend. What can you share about Will Campbell, the weatherman?
He always has jokes. There's no line he won't cross to make the room laugh. And honestly, he's very comfortable for a rookie. So.
Working blue? Is he working blue?
I guess so.
Yeah. Sorry, what was that?
Is he working blue, cursing a little? What sort of criteria is he getting into?
What can I share?
Wow.
You know, he just makes it fun. He makes it fun.
I like that.
He makes it fun.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Interesting. All right.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Christian Ellis, maybe we'll get more on this.
Very comfortable, I feel like, is code for he does it without clothes on.
Well, we'll talk to you next week, Christian Ellis. Great win last night. Best of luck this weekend against, the opponent TBD, either Pittsburgh or Houston. And we'll talk soon.
Yep. Okay, appreciate you guys.
All right, thanks.
Christian Ellis, he's working blue. Although,
I think I might be on to something. He goes, there's not a line he won't cross, and he's very comfortable.
You think that means?
Naked.
Nudité.
Yeah.
It's usually funny.
It's usually a hit. You ever see Borat?
Jackass it always
Jackass?
Hits. Yeah,
they're making another Jackass? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
That is great news.
Awesome news.
And then I read somewhere that
they're too busy doing Fear Factor now.
Well, Johnny Knoxville's hosting
just
that.
Knoxville, yeah.
But then they're doing Jackass. And then I read, I got to dig deeper into this. They're like, Bam Margera might be back. And then they're like, well, it might be like archival footage. I'm like, what? Is he in it or is he not in it?
I mean,
yeah.
He should probably.
That's actually one of the skits, like breaking him out of rehab.
Yeah, but it seems like, he should probably not be in it.
But it seems like this Will Campbell thing is.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That'll just turn.
Now, I did read. Phil Perry had this at NBC Sports Boston. I did. I think a lot of the jokes are written by Stretch.
Stretch writes them?
Yeah, but Campbell's.
So he's like his ghostwriter, and then Campbell delivers the.
Yeah. He's Larry David to Jerry Seinfeld.
Every great comedian. McAdoo. Wasn't McAdoo doing the memes?
Oh.
McAdoo memes.
Right.
He was the meme master.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's over with, though.
The Patriots have really upgraded. We had the stupid.
Yeah.
Top Gun Maverick memes last year from Bob Ben McAdoo.
It's just a new player over Top Gun Maverick every time. It's like, hey, look at you're flying the plane now.
Now we got now we got Stretch.
I guess.
Working blue.
Listen, they're in the divisional round, so whatever they're doing, keep doing it.
Keep it going. That's why we still ask the Hunter Henry question of the week. So, you know, you can't mess with anything.
He was super surprised, by the way, today.
He was about Bregman.
Yeah.
We'll get to that coming up. Okay, so on the Bears, let's get back into these games this weekend. Marcus in Roxbury wants to discuss something Shime said today. I missed this, Marcus. Go ahead.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing? It wasn't what he said today. It's what he's been saying. His whole take that every team is like sad that they didn't get Drake May. But Pontiac Caleb, man, they're pretty happy in Chicago with who they have. So I just wanted to get you guys' take on that because I thought he played really good in the second half.
Yeah, no, he did. He was great in the second half. But I mean,
May over Caleb Williams.
If Ben Johnson could switch him out, I think he probably would.
Yeah, me too.
And I like Caleb
Williams. 72% of his passes as opposed to 58% of his passes.
Yeah,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm somebody that I like Caleb Williams going into the draft. I liked him even at times last year. I had big excuses for him. And then this year, he's also in the divisional round, so that's good. But no, they're kicking
themselves. You think they're kicking themselves? I don't even think that one's close, May and Caleb Williams. Do you think they're kicking themselves over Jaden Daniels?
Last year they were. This year, maybe they're like, we're good.
I would rather have Jaden Daniels, but
I don't know.
I understand, you know, the health concerns.
That's really leveled off, right? Because Caleb Williams at least plays every game. Jaden Daniels, we'll see what year three is going to be a good tiebreaker year for Daniels. No, that game was crazy. And so for everybody that's like, I don't want Caleb Williams, you look at the first half and you'd be like, all right, you seem to be right. And then for everybody who's like, why was this guy the number one pick in that draft class, which was a really good loaded quarterback draft class. And, you know, Ben Johnson, out of all the jobs he probably could have taken, he picked Chicago probably because of that guy. Well, you could see it. Some of those throws he made in the second half, he was fantastic. And yeah, that was wild. They were down by 18 points. And then came back, and they're going for two, and like everything. It was wild.
The throw rolling to his left was an unbelievable play.
Yep.
But Caleb Williams is capable of that. He's also capable of what he does in the first half. So, if I was drafting again, he'd be no higher than third.
Yeah.
And honestly, he's closer to Bo Nix than Jaden Daniels for me.
But just because you're in the second round doesn't mean you wouldn't trade your quarterback for anything.
Like, agreed.
Bo Nix and Sam Darnold got buys. Like, I don't think Seattle's like, nobody else can quarterback our team.
Good point.
You know, so.
So after that game, which was wild, and I know you made some money off it.
Yes, I did.
And
then I lost it on Sunday, but don't worry. I won some on Saturday.
What else? What else stood out? The Buffalo game.
I mean, I think every game, honestly, was something. Because even the Rams game, you start the weekend with the Rams game where you expect this to maybe be the least interesting game of the day. Wrong. Well, I guess in comparison to the one the next.
Yeah.
But just the fact that it was close throughout and Carolina had a real opportunity. Matt Stafford didn't look great. Ultimately throws for three touchdowns and ultimately they win the game. But that was razor thin.
And he leads them down the field to go get the victory. Yeah.
Buffalo Jacksonville obviously was a very entertaining game as well. That one could have gone either way. Jacksonville easily could have won that game. Philadelphia all year long. You and I were like, they don't look right. Something's off with them. And yet they win the division. They're the three seed. They're at home.
I thought late in the year they figured something out. I was wrong. AJ Brown and Nick Sirianni. And if you've seen the full extended thing, it was really more Sirianni than AJ Brown. They're like at each other's throats. So, you know, if you want to talk offseason, AJ Brown, probably not back there.
And he just said bye to teammates and just walked out of
the room. Yeah, and he didn't talk to the media after the game.
They hate their offensive coordinator down there. That guy's as good as gone.
He's getting fired for sure.
Oh, we're going to read about that any minute.
He's going to
be gone.
So, the games were pretty entertaining.
They were all decided by 4 points or less until the Patriots game, which was a nail biter. It was 6-3 at the half. You know, and then they eventually score, but like, you didn't feel great about it until the very end. Until Henry crossed the end zone.
It's true.
You're like, this one's up in the air.
So the Bills get the win over Jacksonville, which I think is good for the Patriots that you have you're going to be getting now Houston and Pittsburgh. I do think that's good for the Patriots. But as it was happening, I couldn't bring myself to root for Buffalo. As the game was playing out, even though rationally I'm like, I think this is the better outcome for the Pats, I'm not going to root for this Buffalo team. I was rooting for Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Which wound up, you know, going down the toilet. Trevor Lawrence was awful in that game. Buffalo and Denver, Keith, that other matchup. Who should the Patriots be rooting for?
I feel like it's kind of 6-1, half dozen in the other, because you get the home game against Buffalo, which is great. Three straight home games, potentially. I think it's really a one-man team. Maybe a little unfair to James Cook. He's good, although Jacksonville stuffed him yesterday. So Josh Allen has to play kind of like Superman, but the defense isn't as good. So I think Will Campbell, Jared Wilson, they'd be better off against Buffalo than they would be against Denver. The quarterback's not as good, not nearly as good, obviously, but it is a road game in Denver, which can be a house of horrors. So long story short, I think you're probably rooting for Denver.
I am.
Denver.
I'm rooting for Denver.
But I'm not like...
That's not going to be easy.
Like Houston, Pittsburgh, you ask me, I'm like Houston. Or Houston's tougher, so give me Pittsburgh, right? Like that one's, to me, a no-brainer. This one... You really can wrestle with it back and forth, but you're like, you know what? Josh Allen, like, finally be his year.
That's what scares me. Because you're right. Who's the better team? Denver.
Yeah.
Buffalo's not a good team. They just have potentially an all-time great player, depending on what he does this postseason.
So it's Denver defense and home field or Josh Allen.
I don't want... Josh Allen already came here and beat you. You were dominating in that game. You know, it got away from you, but they know they can do it. They'll have won back-to-back play. They'll have gone to Jacksonville, which isn't exactly a hornet's nest.
No.
Then gone to Denver. Josh Allen had never won a road playoff game. Now he's won two, and it's the AFC title game with a chance for him to go to his first Super Bowl. I don't want that. I don't want that. I'll be rooting for Denver, and I think you have a better chance of going to Denver and beating Bo Nix and the Broncos.
Plus, the Pats are undefeated on the road.
Here. That's true. They're road warriors.
Maybe it's not even as daunting as in other years.
Great point.
Okay.
The road warriors.
Keep it going.
How poetic would it be to go on the road to go to the AFC? There it is, Keith.
I love it.
617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the games this weekend. We'll get into it. We'll get back to the Patriots. Their dominant defensive performance. Is that now the new norm? Should we expect that? Or is that kind of a one-off? We'll get to that coming up. Plus, we have to get to Alex Bregman.
Ugh.
No longer a Boston Red Sox.
He is not.
He is now a Chicago Cub.
What happened?
What did happen? We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.